guys. You can bring up anything as we launch here in hour number two of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Again, that number is 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back to your calls. David is on the line in California. You were attempting to get to something, but we ran out of time in the last hour. So, David, if you could just quickly recap and go ahead with your point.
Sure. You know, when, you know, all these discussions about, you know, the role of government, liberty, and all these things, I think it's very interesting to look at the political philosophy of, you know, the founders of the U.S. and kind of, you know, look at the political philosophy of those who are running. And you're kind of flabbergasted when you read some of these old quotes of, you know, Thomas Jefferson and Madison, you know, who are basically, you know, the founders of the U.S. and the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that, you know, Thomas Jefferson, the famous quote says, the course of history shows that as government grows, liberty decreases.
So true.
And I would absolutely love to hear someone ask Obama, you know, Barack Obama, do you agree with that? And if you do, because he's proposing, you know, $800 billion or so in increased government size and spending, mm-hmm. ask him, do you agree with that? And if he says yes, then say, are you concerned about your policies decreasing liberty? And if he says no, then he looks like kind of he's in this bizarre position where he's actually disagreeing. You know, I mean.
Yeah, it's a good question. I say good luck getting him, you know, getting to the point where you can ask it at this point, because the further the political process moves along, the more inaccessible the candidates become. For instance, when they're running for the primary, they've got 10
other competitors. When they're running for the primary, they haven't sort of put together their plans as much as what we're going to do for
the American
people.
That's true. They don't have specific answers.
You know, they've just got these sort of ideas and... You know, they're completely inaccessible.
Well, plus, I don't know if there's anything, I don't know if there's really much that can come out of that beyond just the fun of bird dogging a candidate. Maybe, you know, putting the video up online will kind of bring some people over to say, huh, these guys aren't what they seem to be.
Sure.
I just don't know what kind of return on investment you're going to get of trying to get into one of these public forums, spending all that time and effort just to, you know, ask your question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not talking about practically. I don't have any ambitions of trying or anything. I just think. I mean, there's another thing. You know, James Madison is apparently in like 1794. Congress was talking about appropriating about $15,000 for relief of French refugees or something of that nature.
Okay.
And James Madison, who's the author of the Constitution, stood up and said, "I cannot undertake to lay my finger on that article of the Constitution which granted the right of Congress of expending on objects of benevolence the money of their constituents." So the translation is, I can't find anywhere in the Constitution where it gives us the right to pour money for the purpose of charity. In fact, there's other quotes where they flat out say that I cannot find any authority in the Constitution for public charity. And what's interesting is I would love to see... Imagine if we could, you know, get James Madison and Thomas Jefferson to run for political office today. I would love to see the attack ads that Obama would have against Thomas Jefferson.
But they never get to that point. I mean, you had that in Ron Paul. I mean, he was pretty darn close, if not better.
Yeah.
I mean, because certainly Thomas Jefferson had slaves, and I don't think Ron Paul would advocate something like that. So one might be able to make the argument that Ron Paul is, in fact, far more principled than any of the founding fathers were. And you saw what happened to Ron Paul. He was marginalized, he was ignored, and he never even had a real shot at getting up on stage with Obama or anybody else.
Yeah, and if you look at Google Trends, it's interesting to notice that on the internet, I mean, you guys probably all know this, the internet, he was, you know, one of the most popular candidates on YouTube and the internet.
Fundraising, he was one of the most popular candidates, raising more money in one day than many of the other candidates in the entire quarter, as I understand.
Right, and it was so funny on Saturday night's show, we were talking to, you know, one of these God, Guts, and Guns kind of dumb bumper sticker Republicans, and, you know, he's like talking about how the army's full of Republicans or something like that, and we're like, yeah, but they're Ron Paul Republicans. Ron Paul received more donations from military guys than anybody else. And, you know,
what military guys?
Right.
And you know what? I had a similar conversation with somebody the same way, same attitude. And I said, well, you know, what do all these guys in the military know that you don't? and he got real quiet.
Oh. But
I think it's interesting. I mean, it's an interesting thought experiment, but is it really even a possibility in reality? With all the rules against third parties and the difficulty that Ron Paul had, obviously working within the system, is it even possible that something like that could even come to fruition? I doubt it.
But just to be a devil's advocate, because you guys, I'm assuming, are, you know, somewhat of, you guys sympathize with free market economics and Austrian, you know, Milton Friedman. Are you guys all kind of on?
I don't know.
I've heard of that stuff.
Is Milton Friedman an Austrian?
No, no.
He's
really.
A Chicago.
He's a
Chicago.
Yeah.
So I don't know about Friedman.
The Austrian School of Economics.
Right. Milton Friedman is actually what they call a Chicagoan. It's
economic theory.
Right. It's like an Austrian, only they believe in a central bank.
Yeah. So I would definitely not be aligned with that.
Milton Friedman was also a road socialist too.
Oh, not for public roads.
Yeah, go on with your point.
So you guys are not that. You guys are actually, would you consider yourself more laissez-faire than Milton Friedman?
Yes.
I would. I don't know about Mark.
Yeah.
Well, are you guys in favor of antitrust laws? Ron Paul is.
I'm in favor of freedom and allowing businesses to compete in the open marketplace. So
I don't believe in monopolies in a free market.
Yeah,
I simply,
right.
I've seen no evidence anywhere in real life that, in fact,
it
you can have
happen.
A monopoly in anything.
Okay, well,
but
let's talk about. Well, I'm interested because these are questions that are brought up to me. All right.
All right.
Now you said you're in favor of freedom. Now you know that's an interesting way of wording it, of course, but. You would limit. I mean, you are in favor of freedom to a certain degree. You're not in favor of the freedom of me to slap you in the face.
No, then right. You then would be infringing upon my freedom to exist without being harmed by you.
So all freedom which does not limit the liberties of other is permissible. Basically.
Right, as long as you aren't aggressing against the person, another individual or their property.
Imagine a scenario where you have, there's a small town, two gas stations are the only in town.
Yep.
One guy is a rather fat cat, and he, drops his price below cost over a certain number of days or months.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy, obviously it's so cheap that he goes out of business. And now the city has only one gas station, and he jacks the price up, maybe 100% more of what the market value.
When the other guy went out of business, did the fat cat buy the gas station that he was in?
For the sake of argument, we'll say that he did.
Okay.
How long is this guy going to be able to do this for? I mean, this fat cat, how long is he going to be able to...
How far is this town from the next town?
Exactly.
Do you understand you understand how ludicrous these scenarios get to be?
Yeah.
I mean, it gets to the point where somebody's going to drive a tanker truck full of unleaded gasoline into the town and pump from right there. If the guy's prices are so ludicrous...
Right, and he's going to burn money, eternally, because as that one guy, if he goes out of business... He's able to keep just losing money hand over fist on gasoline, and the one guy goes out of business, somebody else could open up. As you say, Mark, somebody could roll up a truck and start selling out of the truck. Anything. You could get a home delivery. You could have all kinds of different methods of getting gasoline to the people around there, and this guy would not be able to do that forever. I don't care how rich he is. And isn't he in business to make money?
That's right. But
we're talking about what some would call unethical business practices.
Right, but
right?
So the examples they give are ludicrous. And for example, the guy across town who's being undercut. Most of these gas stations don't make any money on gas. They make it on refreshments and other things. Now, if somebody did that to me, I'd probably think about just shut down for a week or two and let the guy blow off a lot of money, and then when he's ready to raise his prices, I'll open back up again.
Wow, interesting.
You might be able to do that, too.
That's something, or, who knows what kind of special sale or service you could really get out there to compete with that other guy on.
Free market, he could have hookers at his gas station.
Okay.
Ostracism? We haven't even talked about ostracism, where,
right.
You could spread the word. If it's a small town, you've only got a
there's
few
no
hundred
such
people.
Thing as an, there's a, no such thing as an unethical business practice. That there might be an unethical practice, but there's no such thing as an unethical business practice. If I have something... and I'm willing to sell it at a price that you consider ridiculous, you don't need to pay it.
Okay, right. I'm sympathetic with that view. Let's take the case of a price gouging during a catastrophe. Are you guys have any...
It's a good case. We'll comment on it, and you're welcome to call back with more cases tomorrow. We'll touch on that in a bit because we got more calls we're going to get to here. Thank you for the call. We'll talk about gouging, though, here in moments. Good question. All of these good questions. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
Can you believe the incredible firestorm of word of mouth that somehow we've sold 1 million copies out of our garage?
Out of your garage?
With a couple $100 in marketing. I mean, explain that.
I don't know that you can. I think this book is just an engaging read for me. When I read the manuscript Paul first sent to me, I've had 20 friends on my mind. I wanted to read this book because I wanted to talk about it with them. And that seemed to have followed through. People read it, and then they want to give it away.
I think it's been the Clairol effect, where there's, they tell their two friends and so on and so on. And it's just, when something's that good and that engaging, you can't help but give it away.
And the beautiful thing that's happened is that people are now invested in the story themselves, because they're not just, you know, giving it to strangers, which some of them are, but a lot of them are giving it to people that they care deeply about. And that is opening up conversations and relationship to a different level than was there before.
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness, comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack. Number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks, is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fat burners. I like the sound of that. Fat burners. Life change fat burners. When fat burners are used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you're going to see a change in your life. Maybe you'll be a movie star. Maybe you'll drive NASCAR. Maybe you'll be a lion tamer. Well, maybe not a lion tamer. Get energy. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at GetTheTea.com. Get energy. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And don't forget to ask about our Mid-State Fair special. That's GetTheTea.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And by the way, those features include the updates. Get signed up over at updates.freetalklive.com to know the latest when it happens about Free Talk Live.
What if a socialist became the president of the United States of America? How about President Barack Obama, John McCain, the North American Union, unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card? What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? Free State Project participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So we just got off the phone with David in California. Had a lot of good questions. One, of course, ludicrous scenario. We always enjoy a good ludicrous, absurd scenario that actually couldn't really happen in reality, or at least doesn't really examine all of the premises that it needs to.
I think more than any other political philosophy in the world, sort of the philosophy of liberty has to deal with ludicrous scenarios.
Sure. Sure, absolutely. Because people, the opponents have to bring it to the extreme. They have to go way, way out there to even come up with something that sounds like it could somehow be an objection to the pro-liberty
viewpoint. Well, we live in, to a large extent, in a state of liberty, so therefore they have to take it to the most extreme scenarios.
I've got another one, too. This one's about freedom of speech. Yelling fire in a movie theater. Have you heard that one before?
Yeah. That's one of the politicos like to use as their excuse to restrict free speech.
Exactly.
But that's not a good example because it's a private theater and it's a private rule that you follow. It's not a government rule. It's not an excuse for government.
Well, it probably is a government rule, but the government doesn't need to be involved.
You don't think you get
charged with incitement to riot?
Oh, I see what you're talking about. Well, just yelling in a theater in general is against the theater's rules. They don't want you to have your phone on. They don't want you to yell.
Well, you're allowed to yell fire in a theater if there's a fire.
I know. I'm talking about yelling in general in the theater. Being loud in a theater is generally against the rules. They don't want you to do that. They want people to be able to enjoy their movie. Anyway, he brought up the issue of, well, what about gouging? What about in a hurricane scenario or some sort of other natural disaster in which a bunch of people want to go and buy some batteries, but the store owner that's selling the batteries has all of a sudden decided to charge five times as much as he normally does? What about that situation? Doesn't that justify having a coercive government coming in and shutting that person down?
No, because one person could come in and buy all the batteries, and then nobody else could get them. So the higher prices are a rationing device, in a sense.
Right? That's true. And they also allow the business owner to perhaps get some extra funds in with which he could go and buy a pallet full of batteries or something like that.
If they're available.
More.
I mean, one would assume that in a disaster situation. But I think Wayne's point is even more important. Look, there's a pallet of gallons of distilled water in the local store. If they're at a dollar a piece, because that's what the law says, because normally they'd be between 60 cents and $1.50, but then during this crisis situation, they'll be worth significantly more. But if the law says no gouging, then they're a dollar a piece. Well, then the first guy who comes in can say, I need a bunch of water, and I've got an SUV. Give me all of that water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then everybody who comes in afterwards
that might have really needed some water.
Somebody who needs some damn water. Babies dying in the streets here, people, because of your stinking gouging laws.
Yeah.
I mean, killing children, nuns starving to death, that kind of thing.
Because
this guy was able to get them all.
Right.
So now you're at the point of rationing. Here's a way to ration them. Let the store owner sell them any way he wants.
Sure.
If he's getting $20 a gallon, that guy with the SUV is not going to come in and say, I'll take the whole pallet. He's going to say, whew, boy, I'll take 3 gallons of water.
Yeah. Yep, you're absolutely right. And in the free marketplace, anybody would be free to roll up an 18-wheeler into a parking lot where they got permission from the parking lot owner and start selling water out the back of that. So if one store owner is selling water at a price that somebody determines is too high, they can get in touch with a supplier and they can go or fill up their own jugs or whatever, and they can go and compete. I mean, in the marketplace, that's possible, but in the government in the free marketplace, that's possible. In the government restricted and regulated marketplace, you may need a permit to sell that water. You may not be legally selling the water. You could be shut down for competing.
Yeah, when I lived in L.A., I was in the middle of the 1994 Northridge earthquake. I was in the middle of the Rodney King riots. And in that time, too, when these crises happen, the store owner may not be able to get more supply for a few days, so his income is actually more limited. If he sells everything at suggested retail, he's going to be out of stock in no time by that one guy who buys it all. Then what's he do after that? So by charging more, he's rationing what he has left, and he's also getting a little more money in, so he may have to pay more for his next load, let's say, of water or batteries. So I don't see anything wrong with it. I remember they made a big fuss over it in Los Angeles at the time.
It's just political grandstanding. That's all it is. It gives the politicians the ability to stand up and say, look what I'm doing for you, citizens. I'm saving you money from these greedy, evil corporate
people. And the question you have to ask yourself is, look, it's, you know, what the concern is here is that demand is high and supply is low of a given item. And, you know, that's true with any finite resources. Mm-hmm. Demand is, you know, that's the reason that pricing is pricing is.
Price, it meets, it's where supply and demand meet, right?
What if some politician came in and told you what you can sell your house at? What you have to sell your house at?
You're gouging on that house.
Right. I mean, it's your house. You get to decide how much it is. Now, maybe the house is worth, on the marketplace, $175,000.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with you sticking a sign out in front that says, $275,000, come and buy it from me.
You can get someone to pay for it.
Right. That's what sets value, is what a person is willing to pay for it. That's all that value is. Anytime that you get a political person coming in and messing with this scenario, all you're doing is screwing with the free market. There's going to be unintended consequences. People are going to be hurt.
Let's talk to Tom in Florida. Moving on with your calls. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
I wanted to talk more about that, well, very briefly, that high school student you were talking to earlier.
Yes, the gentleman who actually asked the question, what would happen if he did not sign the agreement they put in front of him at the beginning of the school year.
Yeah. Well, just very briefly, isn't it interesting they're asking him for his consent?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why are they asking him if they could do it anyhow? They obviously need his consent. They get upset when he tends to make it look like he's not going to give it, but why are they asking for it in the first place if it wasn't essential for him to give his consent? I mean, it's really circular. It's sort of a strange situation.
Isn't it, though? It rings a bell.
I don't know that they, in fact, do need the consent. I think that they just want to get your assent. It's one of these, sort of sales tactics. I mean, if they let the student come in the school, they can enforce whatever rules they want to enforce on him. I don't think they need your consent.
Well, then why have them sign something?
It is a public school, though. He might be able to stand on his constitutionally guaranteed rights and say, listen, I'm not going to do anything that's unlawful here, but I'm not going to sign it anyhow.
He might. he might be able to do that. I don't know whether he could do that or not, but it doesn't seem to me. I mean, there's no. I see no indication that if you sign something under threat and coercion, it's not a real contract.
No,
but they just want to be able to wag that thing in front of you and say, "Look, you knew what the rules were, Mister. Before the school year started out, you knew you weren't allowed to wear a hot pink spandex skirt to school, and you did it anyway."
Well, that's why he's going to sign the threat, duress, coercion underneath it. How do you feel about that approach, Tom?
He could do that. I actually have something else I'd like to talk about.
Fair enough. I'd like to hear whatever you have to say here in moments. We'll also find out what you think at 800-259-9231. Is one of the other better, threat, duress, coercion, under duress, or all rights reserved? I don't know. Love to hear from you. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com, with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated! Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad! Yes, Chip!
The logical companion of GLUR5,
Glur 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and those features include live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, as well as a webcam. You'll find it all at freetalklive.com.
Travel less and meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to webex.com. Enter promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx today. You can also get a free webcam by going to webex.com. That's WEBEX.com. Enter promo code 600-600. Start your free trial of WebEx today.
Let's continue with your calls. Tom in Florida, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Yes. I'm wondering if I could just give you I was really fascinated with this fellow Menard that you had on in Canada.
Robert Menard from thinkfree.ca.
Right. Now, he says a free man upon the land is a human being in a common law jurisdiction who's revoked his consent to be represented and thus governed and is therefore not subject to any statutory obligations, restraints, orders, bylaws, etc. And he goes so far as to basically, he sends letters and he alerts, the equivalent of, let's say, the equivalent of our attorney general of our state we live in, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to serve that notice upon him, I mean, everybody individually would have to do it. You know, I mean, it's an individual thing. But somehow could get that into the databases. You wonder what impact it would have. I mean, the other thing he says is a statute is a rule legislated by a society given the force of law. Which basically shows that it's not really a law. It's not a substantive law of any
form. Right. It's not a law in that, you know, you are harming another person. It's essentially a rule governing an organization that says, well, if you're a part of this organization, you have to follow these rules. We call them statutes.
But But if you were to revoke your membership to the society that they assume that you want to belong to,
correct,
and you did it legally on paper by serving notice, and you could carry the thing around. And if you, I mean, it'd be interesting if it would actually filter into the database. So let's say like you get pulled over by the police and it shows, oh gee, Joe Smith here is a free man on the land and not subject to any statutory law.
We've heard stories like that. I know that Robert Bernard talks about things like that, and I've heard stories elsewhere from people in this country that have asserted, mind you, there's no real way to verify whether this is true or not, but they have asserted that they've known someone or they themselves have experienced a situation wherein they have withdrawn from the system, and when the system messed with them the first time, they made it cost. They made them have to pay money, a lot more money than they ever would have gotten from him, and of course they don't pay. I mean, the victim doesn't pay the system. The system then incurs a cost that they otherwise wouldn't have incurred had they not messed with the guy in the first place. And so they claim that when the police punch up his license plate or run his driver's or run his identification, that it comes back and it says, do not arrest.
Yeah, I wish I could get we have so many law enforcement officers that listen to the show. I want to hear the law enforcement officers into this. Have you ever run across one of these people? Have you been given classes at saying that you're not supposed to mess with these folks? Because this just doesn't fit into my paradigm.
Well, I love the idea
of how things operate.
I think it's a great idea, and I love the idea of popularizing it and having a bunch of people do it. I mean, if you listen to what Robert Bernard says at thinkfree.ca, it sounds like it's something that's spreading up there in Canada, yet of course the mainstream media has nothing to say about it.
Now, can I say something else?
Certainly.
See, the general run or the general, you know, gamut or whatever you want to say that people have to go through is they have to, like, they drive around without their license plate and out there without their license, and they get dragged out, and, you know, like I said, you might beat the rap, but you got to take the ride. And I think that's very unpalatable to most people. But couldn't there
Correct.
Possibly be a way where you make this statement and we force it into the database? We force it into the database. I mean, it's got to be. It's like a. It could be like create like an affidavit. You know, you make a public notice. You
right.
Send
when
off
you're
the,
when you're talking about the state, what statement you're referring to? They call a notice of understanding and claim
yeah.
of right. It's sort of a Canadian. That's referenced in apparently in their own Canadian law. So in their government's own rules. This claim of right is referenced. I don't know how that applies
we
to the United
have something
States, but the,
similar.
Sure, most likely all the Western societies do tend to have similar laws.
Well,
but the basic idea is that you, as you're saying, you write the so-called representative, the city manager, the attorney general, whoever, and
yeah,
you tell them, look, I'm a free man. This is my property. I own this. I'm claiming the right to it. And you know, I'm serving you with notice that I am a free man, and that if you mess with me and you detain me, it's going to cost you $200 an hour. If you arrest me, it's going to cost you $2,000 an hour. You know, if you force me into your court, it'll cost you this. Basically, you give them a schedule for the amount of money that it'll cost them if they assault you or if they, you know, detain you or, again, take away your freedom in some way. If they violate the law in that they try to defraud you or hurt you in some way. It's an interesting approach. I just, you know, I'd love to see more people try it. Maybe we'll see something like that pop up here within the next few years here in Keene or other places in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Well, it might be something as simple as, according to him, you would say send the attorney general of your state a notice, and you give him the 30 days to refute your
right.
ability to withdraw from society. Now,
thank you for adding that point, because if you give them this time window with which you make all these claims, you say, I claim this is my property, I claim that I'm a free man, I claim this and that and this, you know, whatever claims you want to make, you make those claims, you say, you know, in the event that you do not rebut these claims within 30 or 45 days, then it will be presumed that my claims are true.
Well, it gets even better, though, because apparently if you word it right and they do not refute it, that means they agree with it, they acquiesce.
Yeah, it's called estoppel by acquiescence. So it's one of the principles in law. It's one of their little rules that they claim to play by.
Yeah, which is wonderful. So then I think you can take that down to your miscellaneous recordings department at your courthouse, and record it. Now you've got something known as an affidavit, which is evidence. Now if you ever get stopped and you say, and the cop says, well, where's your license? They say, oh, I got a special thing here, an affidavit saying that the attorney general of the state of whatever says I don't have to, and you show it to them.
It might not prevent you from getting arrested, but, you know, once again, it is kind of an interesting approach. And none of this stuff is supposed to be a magic bullet. As you said, Robert Menard will tell you he's been arrested several times. So you have to be willing to lose a little bit of temporary freedom in order to gain a larger span of freedom and autonomy in your life. You have to be willing to take those risks in order to actually have individual freedom for yourself. At least that's what it seems like.
Well, is there a law, I wonder, where it says you cannot withdraw, you're forbidden to withdraw your consent to be governed?
Well, that would be a statute, not a law. It's my understanding that laws are more of kind of a natural or common law sort of basis. And I'm no legal expert. You guys are certainly welcome to call in and correct me here if you know more about this than I do. But Robert Menard and his ilk sort of differentiate between, as you were starting the call with, laws and statutes. So would it be a statute that you're talking about instead of a law?
Well, statute is nothing more than a rule of a club that you basically agreed to join to. Like what I always say,
which you never agreed to join. I mean, they'll claim that you agreed to join the club by simply moving to a geographical zone,
or staying in a geographic zone, which I think is the most ludicrous thing in the world. Are you telling me that the very fact that I was born here and I haven't moved and now I've agreed to something by not moving away?
Well, you agreed because you never said you didn't agree.
Right, and that's what this is all about. This is about making it very clear that you don't consent.
Yeah, which seems like it's a fascinating thing, and it's a very peaceful thing to do. And if millions of people did it simultaneously, what could they possibly do?
I don't even need, we don't need a million, we need 1%. 1% would be enough to scare them into leaving us the hell alone, because if they start arresting 1% of the population on a regular basis for driving around or smoking marijuana or whatever it is.
They already have arrested 1% of the population.
I'm talking about in a general area in a short span of time. It would really, I mean, we're talking about 1% of the people who would go into court and start asking questions instead of just bowing down and taking whatever punishment. We're talking about 1% non-cooperatives, not 1% of, you know, easy victims that the state could just ramrod right over top of. That's the 1% you're talking about today, Mark. I'm just talking about
1% of the United States populations in prison.
Yes, I understand that. But those 1% are people that will roll right over for the government and plead guilty and play by their rules. I'm talking about a 1% of activists, 1% that are going to question the system at every turn and every point and throw as many wrenches into the gears as possible, thereby preventing them from getting what they want, and that is obedience and money. And I thank you, Tom, for the call. I think it's a great idea, and I hope more people will take these ideas and experiment with them, as Sam is doing down in Texas, as we're going to see happen here in New Hampshire more often. It's Free Talk Live.
So, my diet's progressing along. If you hadn't heard, many of my pants have ceased to fit. So I'm trying to take off 10 or 15 pounds. Going on diets isn't easy for me. If I try to skip a meal, I freak out. I swear it's some kind of blood sugar problem. And if I try to take any kind of stimulant, I freak out. This makes most diets and diet supplements unacceptable. But I've found a solution. Dex-C20. Dex-C20 is all natural, it doesn't have any stimulants, I just take it and go. I don't try to forbid myself any food, I haven't changed my exercise patterns, and I'm still losing weight. More than 4 pounds at last count. Dex-C20 is both a fat blocker and an appetite suppressant. You can find Dex-C20 at most drugstores like Walgreens, CVS, or GNC. Pick up a bottle of Dex-C20 in the gold box today, or just go to diet.freetalklive.com and start losing weight the easy way. Diet.freetalklive.com. Don't freak out. Take Dex-C20.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we still need your vote, even in the remaining days of the month. It's a once-a-month vote. So please take a moment and go to vote.freetalklive.com. Help us out. Help keep us in the number one slot over at Podcast Alley. Through the end of the month.
Yeah, we're a little over a dozen in the lead, and
it's
just not enough.
That gap could easily be closed at any time, so we still need you if you've yet to do it. Go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. It won't be sold or spammed. Again, vote.freetalklive.com. Continuing with your calls, we talk to Ryan in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ryan.
Hello. I got three really quick points.
Okay.
One is a really funny thing about what Mark was saying about the paid killer thing. I work with a former soldier who was involved in the invasion of Iraq, and he's coming to our side very quickly. Well,
good deal.
Anyway, he told me that the day his recruiter picked him up to take him to basic training, he said, "Well, son, you ready to be a paid killer now?"
There you go.
So he was proud of it.
There's no doubt that many of them are proud of it, that a lot of people get into the military for those reasons, but not everybody does. And the original conversation you're referencing was a pretty heated, heated discussion on the air on a Saturday show with Mark and another gentleman that was on the phones. And it was a comment that I didn't think was appropriate at that time. Some others agreed. Some said, hey, who cares? Who cares what the guy thinks? It doesn't really matter. I've certainly been guilty of agitating at inappropriate times in the past as well. So everybody makes mistakes, and I don't even know if, Mark, you consider it a mistake at this point.
I don't know. It was accurate, but
it was.
At the same time, maybe that wasn't the most persuasive way to say it. There are a lot of people listening that night that were, the sort of people that revere the military and the people that are in the military.
Yeah.
And they look back longingly. It's something that they feel that they deserve respect for and all that nonsense, and it's just not so.
Two more points. Go ahead.
All right, there's an excellent book called 179 Things to Do Till the Revolution.
It is excellent. Claire Wolf is the author. Oh, you have
She's
that book?
She's great.
Yeah, we got sent a copy when we interviewed her.
That's right, okay.
It's been a long time.
Good stuff.
I love her whole point about the moles, ghosts, and agitators.
Yeah, why don't you break that down real quick for our listeners that are not familiar?
Well, moles are people that work within the system. For instance, they may get high-level government jobs or whatnot, and they may seem like they're sympathetic with the government, and they may do everything that they're supposed to do, but at the same time, they're really not. For instance, they'll delete a database, or they'll be sympathetic to the cause of freedom. Whereas agitators are the people that'll protest and get in their face. I guess Alex Jones would be a good example of an agitator. People who don't really care that they're being singled out or that their identity is known, so they'll go and they'll get in their face. And whereas a ghost is a person who totally stays off the grid. They'll get rid of the social security number, live in a cabin in Colorado or whatnot. They just won't adhere to the system.
A ghost can also be somebody that appears as though he's a law-abiding citizen on the on his face, but behind the scenes he's actually funneling money into the activist causes, or he's doing something quietly, maybe an agorist kind of activity, black marketeer sort of selling drugs or prostitutes or something that is prohibited by the government, something that he can do completely under the table. That would be a ghost activity as well. So you don't necessarily have to be a total drop out from the system to be considered a ghost. You can be seen as an upstanding member of the public, somebody that respects the process, while in reality you're actually working to undermine it, similar to the mole. But the mole only is for people that work for government.
Right.
From my understanding.
I know some moles, but I won't call them out.
your third point, sir.
Oh, okay. The other one is that this debate, whether conspiracy theorists like Alex Jones and others of his ilk are worthwhile in the liberty cause, I think that you have to have a diversified attack. Therefore, I love what you guys do more. I'd rather listen to your show. But it's also great that there are people that call out actual individual things that the government does, kind of like examples of their tyranny. Whereas I like the method you take where it's just like, well, yeah, you know, stuff can happen, but that's just understandable because government always goes that way.
Well, we get plenty of concrete examples of why the government is evil and why it's generally a bad idea. It's just that the difference between us and the fringe conspiracy theorists, because we accept that, you know, the Federal Reserve is a conspiracy. It certainly absolutely was. But the difference between us and the fringe conspiracy theorists, the ones talking about chemtrails and HAARP and all that other stuff, is that they don't have solid evidence. All they have is hearsay from people that claim to know something. We've got real solid evidence that shows that, you know, there's a warehouse that people are going to be put into up in Denver during the Democratic National Convention.
You can go see it, and they'll tell you what it's for.
Right. We know that there's police abuse going on all over the country. There's video footage of it. There's no questioning this stuff. If you question the stories that we talk about on Free Talk Live, then you just are questioning reality at that point. You're questioning incontrovertible fact, whereas with the fringe conspiracy theories, it's just kind of off in the ether, this idea that something evil might be being done by the government and who might possibly be behind it, as though it really matters in the wash, and it doesn't.
Hey, that's an excellent point. I can't even refute you on that. So.
I thank you for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Maybe it's all true. Maybe there really is a big evil weather machine. Maybe there really is. Maybe there really are chemicals being sprayed from the sky in some places. I don't know.
You're just going to have a bunch of people that don't believe you in those particular areas. Whereas, you know, we agree that the government's big. It's doing bad things. It's controlled by people that want power. Yes, I agree entirely.
Right.
But my system, people can't refute because my story is by the Associated Press. Your story is a collection of facts that kind of fit together a little bit.
Plus, Free Talk Live is more than about telling stories. We can get on the air all night long, and we could spend a week just reading police abuse stories if we wanted to. We could get on the air all night long and tell stories about government being evil and very concrete examples of it. But we're also about solutions. We're also about what can be done because of these problems? What should we do as individuals? What can we do to change this situation? And it doesn't always involve, you know, getting behind one. It doesn't involve at all, for me at least, getting behind a political candidate and going rah, rah, rah. Yeah, that'll, you know, let's elect somebody new and then he can just change the entire system from the inside out. Something more serious, I think, has to occur. And that's why I'm an advocate of nonviolent or peaceful non-cooperation. And these are all solutions, solutions as to how to best communicate these ideas, these great pro-liberty ideas that are, again, logically, so logically sound, they can't be defeated. They can't. So we talk about all kinds of ideas and solutions to these problems, not just talking about the problems or what they perceive might be a problem if you believe all of the allegations, which is what the fringe conspiracy theorists do. So there's a wide gulf of difference there. It's the world of action versus false action. And false action is stuff like waving signs in Washington, D.C. on the National Mall. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel like you're doing something, but the return on investment, not as good as some other, I think.
And it also doesn't require, for the average American that's listening to the show, it doesn't require hours and hours and decades of research, yeah, finding out what all the conspiracies are and, you know, following them to their origins and realizing that, in fact, it's a dark cabal of people that have been trying to rule the world since the beginning of time or
and
whatever.
Then you come to the realization, if you believe the fringe conspiracy theorists, that it's unstoppable, that it's inevitable that these people will rule the world, and all you can do is just buy a bunch of food, put it in your basement.
Right. There's that, but the fact is, the average American isn't going to do the research anyway.
No.
They're just not going to do it. They're
busy
with the things that they're doing. So if we can read a story that's incontrovertible, that's out there by their press, that's showing what happened, that's something entirely different. Now, Alex Jones does that to some extent, and then he tries to tie them in, and you know,
yeah,
that's where, you know, the rabbit hole goes.
Let's continue and talk to Andy in Michigan. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about the ridiculousness of schooling and all that.
All right.
My wife had a job with a large automotive supplier, and between the UAW and OSHA, they just didn't make it. They were a huge company, So they shut down. They made a deal with the state, and they got this. The people got this thing called TRA, which is Trade Readjustment Allowance or something like that. And
so one of these situations where they had to get a license to go out of business, too. They couldn't just close their doors. They
is that what you're getting at?
Right, but the point is they put her in the... she's going to college now and trying to get into a pretty technical field. And a requirement for any degree is this political science class.
I'm confused, and I want you to help clear it up for me. We'll give you some more time here in a moment, more after the news here. Hour 3 is coming up. Your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt. And it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.